to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, January 13th, 2019.
We celebrate the baptism of Jesus, that occasion when Jesus came to the Jordan River and was baptized by John the Baptist, along with all the others who were there. It really is an amazing event because it marks the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. Up until the time of his baptism, he was an obscure person growing up in Nazareth as a carpenter's son. But from the moment of his baptism, when he received the Holy Spirit, he begins this amazing ministry of 3 years in Palestine, walking around, teaching, healing, proclaiming the kingdom of God, a journey which, of course, led him to Jerusalem, to Good Friday and the crucifixion, and ultimately to Easter Day. But this is really Jesus' coming out party, this baptism service. And I imagine that he waited until he was really ready for that event to happen. What he does in the baptism is receives this pouring over of water by John the Baptist and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is exactly what happens today in Christian baptism. We pour water over an adult, but more often a baby or a young child, and we believe that they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that they are empowered to begin their earthly ministry as well. One of the things that came through as I was reading these scriptures this week, which I hadn't really noticed before, is the emphasis on power in the story. Power in the psalm, the awesome power of the Creator God who in this great poetic imagery makes the oak trees writhe. Oak trees don't writhe. Those things just stay totally steady, don't they? He makes the mountains skip like young calves. Imagine that, mountains skipping. I love that poetic imagery. But this is the God, the awesome God of the Big Bang, the God who formed all of the planets, formed this earth, created life, and gave amazing gifts of life to all of us. This amazing, powerful God comes to earth in the form of a humble baby, Jesus of Nazareth. This intersection of God's power and earthly vulnerability, I think, is the beauty of this baptism story. And I think it has a really important lesson for us. You know, when people come and ask me about baptism, usually it's a baby, it's time to have our baby baptized, they're not really thinking about the awesome power of the Creator God or how this baby is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit and set the world on fire, most likely. They're thinking about, it's really important that I obey this family tradition and get the baby baptized, usually because grandma is putting pressure on me to have the baptism done. That's one thing. And second, there's something we call ecclesiastical fire insurance. I had someone talk to me recently and said, I'm really worried that if my baby is not baptized, they will not go to heaven. Baptism is about becoming part of God's family, but I don't believe that a baby whose parents don't have them baptized, God forbid if something happens, God is not going to judge that baby or condemn that baby to hell. That makes no sense to me. Our loving God created every single one of us and is not going to let one hair of our heads be harmed, is not going to let one child be lost. I don't believe that. What I believe happens in a baptism service is that we are welcoming this person into the family of the church. And we together are helping them to discover their ministry. It is just like it was for Jesus, the beginning of our work here on earth as part of God's plan of salvation. Jesus was teaching and healing, saving souls all throughout Palestine and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. So the question for us is, what is our ministry? What does our baptism ordain us to do? In my office, For a long time, I had my ordination certificates on the wall of my office. Very proud of them. They're huge. Ordination certificates are giant. They're written in Latin and signed by the bishop. Very impressive documents. But as I thought more deeply about what my ministry was all about, I realized that that, to me, was much less important than the ministry that I started when I was baptized. And so today, if you look in my office, and you're welcome to, I have framed in my office not my ordination certificates, but my baptism certificate, along with my first communion and confirmation certificates. Those, to me, are the more important witness about ministry, because that's something we all share. We all share in this ministry that God has given us. God calls us to set the world on fire, to be great witnesses for God's good news of healing and hope and salvation. I believe that here at St. Philip's, we are at a wonderful turning point in our life together. We've spent the last couple of years really looking inward. We've been doing a lot of fantastic work on kind of putting the ship back on the right path. You've had fantastic leadership in your vestry and your wardens, Larry, our treasurer. Lots of people have been working very hard to make sure that our financial house is in order, that our property and buildings and grounds are put back in the right shape. We are taking a lot of time and effort and doing really wonderful things in that regard. And now it's time to begin to look outward again, the way this church has always been called to do. To think about the ministry that God is calling us to do out in the world, the baptismal ministry that we all share. And there's so many fantastic opportunities that we have. You know, years ago, the discernment was about feeding. You know, our website, STP Feeds. If you're new to St. Philip's, you probably wonder, what the heck does that mean? STP Feeds? Well, it came out of a real discernment that feeding was the core ministry of this church, the outreach ministry. We were at the time working with Crossroads in Detroit. We were working with Bound Together, which we still are, in Pontiac, providing meals to young children in that area. And so feeding became the kind of focus of our outreach ministry, our baptismal ministry in the world. The stained glass window in the Great Hall of the loaves and fishes was a symbol of that feeding ministry, and our web address and the activities of our church. That was then. Now things have changed a little bit, and I think it's time for us to take a hard look at what God is calling us to do next. Is it to continue the ministries we have and expand them? Ministries with Neighborhood House, ministries with SOS, ministries with Bound Together? Or maybe is it in addition or instead of those to focus on some other opportunities? And the opportunities are endless. We could be doing work with the new arrivals in our area. You know, we have these Brazilian families who've been coming. There are a number of people in our community. If you look around the different houses of worship, there are Sikhs and Hindus and Muslims. There are people coming from all over the world to this area. How are we helping them to be integrated into this community? How are we helping them to build bridges across the lines of race and ethnicity and religion? How could we be a force for really making this community gel in some new ways? That's an opportunity. We have opportunities to connect with senior citizens. And we were hearing from the mayor of Rochester, young people can't afford to buy homes in Rochester. We are a rapidly aging community. And one of the needs that aging people have, among many, is loneliness. How might St. Philip's be a force to really help seniors in our community to have the most full spiritual, emotional lives possible? I was in a church once that did a monthly service and luncheon and program for senior citizens. We could do all kinds of fantastic things. We could connect to people, younger people in our community who are into all kinds of outdoor activities. We've got outdoor enthusiasts in this church. How might we work with the Clinton River Trail or the, what's the one that goes by your house? Paint Creek Trail. We've got all these great opportunities to be outdoors. How might we connect people spiritually to the God of creation through their outdoor activities. There are so many ideas. I could sit in my office and come up with 100 ideas tomorrow. But the real question is, what do you feel called to? So the vestry is going to meet this month. We're also going to be inviting you to participate in a conversation, to think more deeply about what is the ministry of St. Philip's to and with our community. What has it been? What do we want to hold on to and strengthen? And what new opportunities might we see and feel to be engaged with people? We can't do everything, right? We don't have the people, we don't have the energy, we don't have the time, but we can do anything because we have the gifts of God that has been implanted in us through the Holy Spirit. We, each one of us, have been baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is there to help us to serve God's world and to bring people into relationship with God and with one another. St. Philip's, I think, can play a really important role in our community in making this ministry happen. I think we've got the people, we've got the resources, we've got the energy. We can't do everything, but we can do anything that we choose with God's grace. I pray that this might be a really fruitful year for us as a congregation to be focused on the presence and power of God to transform us and our community more deeply